So the epistle for the feast of Christ the King is taken from St. Paul to the Colossians, chapter 1. Brethren, giving thanks to God the Father, who hath made us worthy to be partakers of the lot of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the remission of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For in him were all things created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominations, or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and in him, and he is before all, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may hold the primacy, because in him it hath well pleased the Father that all fullness should dwell, and through him to reconcile all things unto himself, making peace through the blood of his cross, both as to the things that are on earth and the things that are in heaven, in Jesus Christ our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 18. At that time, Pilate said to Jesus, "Art thou the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or have others told it to thee of me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and chief of priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would certainly strive that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from hence." Pilate therefore said to him, "Art thou a king then?" Jesus answered, "Thou sayest that I am a king. For this was I born, and for this I came into the world, that I should give testimony to the truth. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice." Please be seated. Where our Lord does not reign, Satan takes the throne. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. These strong words come from Archbishop Marcel Lefebvre in a prologue of Christ, King of Nations. And so I think it helps us to illustrate truly the battle that we're in, the battle between the two cities. We've seen it many referenced in many ways, some of the spiritual authors, where they talk about the city of God versus the city of men. We know that St. Augustine wrote his famous book on the city of God. And in writing that, he describes, we can say truly, what the city, the characteristics of this city of God. He said it is one of peace, one of hope, and then ultimately of victory. In comparison to that, the city of man, or we can say of Satan, is one of agitation, despair, and ultimately of defeat. So I think it helps us to see how much they are pitted against each other, of how much there is this battle for our souls that we have. And that through this, through Christ the King itself, this feast that we promote, this feast that we understand that we are promoting, that Christ is truly our King. So we make the procession of the Blessed Sacrament as a recognition of truly Christ being our King. But there also has to be the interior recognition. In teaching liturgy this year, just once a week though, helping them to understand that not only is the liturgy an external thing, but there is also the interior, which can be the most important for us. Because if we just come to Mass and go through the motions and there's nothing on the inside or the interior motives that we have, disposition that we have, it amounts to nothing for us. And so that's why in this feast itself, yes, we have the procession. We have this recognition that Christ is truly King. But as the Archbishop said, where our Lord does not reign, Satan takes the throne very clearly. And so if in our hearts that Christ truly does not reign, well, then we can say Satan takes the place. Are we living according to making the claim that Christ is King of our heart? Do we place him on our throne? Do we recognize him as King of Kings, Lord of Lords? I mean, the world around us is devoid of that. It's becoming clearer and clearer as the days go by. We look at the state of our country, even in a sense of how godless that it is. And so it's a battle for us. It is a struggle that we have to go out into this world. And especially for you, you have to live out in the world itself. You that have to work out in the world, you battle that every day. Of having to try to live a Catholic life in a sense, in a godless world. And the difficulties that brings. I mean, how hard it is for us to try to go out and to show truly that we are Catholic. Because of how much that the world is against our Lord. But it's interesting to note that during our Lord's Passion, he had said, "You will not have any power over me if it were not given to you from on high." And so, yes, certainly we can see sometimes powers to be that we question, when is God going to strike them? When is God going to chastise the world because of how godless that it is? But I think that quote we can come back to of that our Lord saying during his passion, "You wouldn't have any power of me. You wouldn't be able to crucify me, punish me, make me go through my passion if the power had not been given to you from above." And in the same way we look at that in today's world. These people that are misusing the authority, the power that they have, it has been given to them from God above. So they will be held accountable for that misuse of authority, that misuse of power. But then, yes, in a way it shows to us also God is in control. He gave them the power, they're misusing it, and so at some point, God will chastise the world. And that's what we have to rely upon. And that's why it's so important for us then to recognize our Lord Jesus Christ as our true King, living it every day of our life. Because then in a way, we're no better than the other people. If we can't even recognize our Lord as our true King every day, then how can we chastise or how can we criticize these other people? We know better. We have the truth. We have the true faith. And so therefore, we'll be held accountable that for us on our own. And so that's why we must try to live that. That's why we must try to understand that. St. John the Baptist had said, "Do penance, for the kingdom of God is at hand." This is when, obviously, when our Lord was coming into the world. And so when our Lord came into this world, his kingdom came. Yes, as our Lord says, "My kingdom is not of this world." But I think it's something that is interesting for us to note that St. John the Baptist, when he had said that, "Do penance, for the kingdom of God is at hand." We must do penance. Because we look at the state of the world. We must prepare ourselves for the kingdom of God because we don't know when our Lord will come again. St. John the Baptist was the precursor. He came and he told everyone, "Our Lord is coming." And they still rejected our Lord. And so for us, we know that our Lord will come again. Do we know when? No. So we must be ready for when our Lord does come. And so that's why we must ask the question, do we live with our Lord as the true King of our hearts, the true King of our souls? Because our Lord will come, and we may not be ready for that. And so that's why our Lord had said, "For this I was born and for this I came into the world, that I should give testimony to the truth." And that was after he was asked, "Art thou a king?" And he said, "For this I came into the world," because he is the true king. He is the true King of Kings. And so that is what we're recognizing in this great feast today. We will make the act of consecration of the world after we come in back from the procession. Listen to the words of what it says, that we are consecrating the world to our Lord. Just recently, Peru, they consecrated their country to the Sacred Heart. There is still some hope out in the world today. There's still some countries that are trying to do something about that. And so we've got to recognize that. Because how lost otherwise this world is. And so then we look at the words of our Lord, we look at what he says, and that is what we must recognize in our hearts. Our Lord was born to be king. I mean, it's easy for us to see that at Christmas time, this infant comes into the world to be the true king. We bring our gifts. But do we recognize that through our lives? In the Imitation of Christ, it says, all desire to rejoice with him, but few are willing to suffer with him. How true that can be at times. Yes, we'll rejoice, but will we actually suffer with our Lord? And so let us pray today. Pray that we have a fervent devotion to our Lord, fervent devotion to his most sacred heart, a fervent devotion to him as King of Kings. But let us live that life. Let us truly try to understand these strong words of the Archbishop that I will leave you with. I started with it, and I'll end it with it too. Where our Lord does not reign, Satan takes the throne. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.